Hey, this is Paddy Royal Palmer. It is our podcast for Friday the 3rd of September. And, oh, what about if you're a Canberra fan?
And it's all over for the Raiders. And just when you think the Roosters were going to fade away, they were flogged by South. They come back and prove they will just not go away. 40-16, the Roosters have ended the Raiders' season.
So it's Mad Friday for them, Rob.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, tough luck. You didn't make it. You know, you're out. You can't leave it to the last game to get in.
Our sporting guy, Justin Avendano, covers all the sports. And what about the Triple M Big Band?
Oh, they're celebrating a departure.
Yeah. Hope it stays the same, though.
Some things should never change.
Exactly, Robert. We're talking Sara Lee.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
I'm ringing my doctor.
Okay.
Seriously,
good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Robert. Sorry, sir.
We're in the newsroom now.
Oh, sorry, we are too. What do you got for us, mate?
This is not a joke. Yeah. A man was jailed in China after the super toilet plunger that he designed was interpreted to be an illegal gun grip. Look at these things. I'll show you the picture.
That's not a toilet plunger. That's a gun.
That's right. He had a 13-year sentence shortened down to 5.
Yeah.
He was arrested on suspicion of being part of an online gun trading group.
Yeah. and he said it's a plunger.
Yeah.
It's exactly in the shape of a
gun. A legal expert in China believes police mistook a toilet plunger he created for gun parts. Yeah. He holds a valid patent from Chinese authorities for the super toilet plunger that he designed. It's a gun butt. It's like an attachment for a gun. It's obviously a firearm material. Yeah. He went to court over this thing, ended up going to jail. They shortened his sentence and he got caught because apparently a chicken was shot dead in a farmer's backyard in 2016.
Right.
And it was with an improvised firearm during an investigation of the weapons source. Police confiscated 3,870 super toilet plungers from Mr. Jang's storage.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. And the bazookas, they were actually drinking straws.
Yeah, they were. To other news, we've got a horror TikTok video captured a Florida alligator going up in smoke after chomping on a drone that George, the alligator, believed was food. Now, this footage was taken in the Everglades. It shows an alligator called Georgie chomping on the drone, trying to eat it, and ultimately triggering an eruption of smoke. Because the drone hovered above the large reptile. Yeah. Someone is heard questioning whether the gator thinks the drone is food. Mm. Seconds later, the gator caught the drone in its mouth, prompting onlookers to scream, some of them saying, I hope the swearometer's on. Yes, he's got it. Don't eat that, George. Come on, George, stop it. Despite their pleas, the alligator kept chomping on the unnamed illegal vehicle. And next minute, what happens? Boom.
What?
Just a bit of smoke. That's you can't do smoke with audio.
So there was a bit of smoke.
And that was it. And George, the alligator.
An alligator ate a drone.
Yeah. You can't kill alligators.
And a bit of smoke came out of it.
That's it. Yeah.
They didn't film the inside of its.
No, just that story. Good news for our Paralympians this morning, Robert.
Yes, yesterday. Indeed. The Paralympians have been, given by the government, equal or parity when it comes to the awards given for medal earning.
Yeah.
So
same
when you win a gold medal, same as an Olympian, a Paralympian gets 20 grand for a gold, 15 for silver, 10 for a bronze.
Yeah, so that is really good news. And in recognition to the...
You know what? Those guys and girls, they don't have money spewing out of their pockets.
Of course not.
Like some of them, you know, you're working.
Same as the Olympians, mate.
Doing a part-time job to train for your life, and it's not like you're paid and sponsored all the way through to the Olympics.
And we only see the Olympians who, you know, the real high-profile ones on TV that get paid, you know, quite well, and well done to them. But all the others, no, they're just battling. They do jobs.
It is hard slog.
Yeah.
And it's a labour of absolute love, and good on them for getting a reward.
Well, in recognition, too, of the efforts of our Olympians and Paralympians in Tokyo, the Sydney Opera House sale is going to light up with the faces of each Australian athlete this Sunday with a projection live stream so that everyone can pay tribute from home. All up 665 athletes who represented Australia at the Olympics and Paralympic Games. Their face will be splashed across the Opera House.
I wonder if you get longer on the board if you get a gold.
Oh, yeah, of course you would. Of course you could. Of course you would.
You get extra time. You get extra money.
Now, if you want to watch it, this is Sunday from 6:30. You can go to newsouthwales.gov.au/Olympics and you can see the projection on the
That is really cool.
On the Opera House. Yeah, really, really well.
Do that just before movie night with the kids when you sit down and you say to the kids as they sit on the couch, they go, what did the baby corn say to the mother corn?
What?
Where's the popcorn?
Oh, I'm getting out of here.
Come on.
Honestly, that is not
even
funny.
That's great for movie night because you sit down, the kids won't even get
the popcorn.
That's
just a crap joke. It's the forum. It is Friday free for all about anything whatsoever. We got Paul from Terrigal. G'day, Paulie.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah,
What? That's a great program you got this morning. It's fantastic.
Are you loving the speckled humour scattered throughout the show, Paul?
Oh, I'm in stitches.
It is horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Now, what do you got for us, mate?
Listen, my dad was a mathematician and he loved working with the kids and stuff. And his favourite joke was what the constipated mathematician do?
What?
He worked it out with a pencil.
See, that is a joke. That is a joke. I'm going to put you through to Rob so you can, if you've got a few more of like that, you tell him, okay?
That is very good, Paul.
That is actually decent. Good work, mate. And Paulie.
I like it.
Did you hear about the constipated alcoholic?
No.
He could never pass a pub.
Oh. Gerard.
Sorry.
How dare you say my jokes are bad?
Hey, Paulie, mate, we've got a $50 Singo Meat barbecue pack for you. Well done, buddy.
Oh, unreal. Thanks, Paddy.
I know. Yeah, us flat, Paddy. That was horrible.
I thought it was good. Singo's Wholesale Meats, West Gosford, Erina and San Remo. Call ahead, place your order, and they can have it all ready to go COVID-free.
Yeah. Velcro. What a rip-off. Here he is, Pete from your minor.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Oh, now, Pete, yesterday
Abode and Beyond, blinds and shutters.
We built an ad. In Build My Ad, you can go to triplem.com.au, and we did an ad for Pete. Sorry, Peter. How did the psychologist appointment go yesterday after playing you that ad?
No, it was awesome. I didn't have time to say thank you so much, guys, and Triple M for doing that. That was really good. It made my day. It really perked me up. And we did get a few calls.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
I had a few calls. Some people weren't aware of how many logies I'd actually received.
I was actually surprised. I thought, oh, wow.
Good on you, Pete.
Mate, so, thanks for...
It's just a pity. It's just a pity I don't sell sex chairs. So.
That was one part of the ad.
That was a swing.
That was a swing. That's another store we're getting into. And, mate, what is your number if anyone does need a blind or a shutter? What's your number again, mate?
Anyone can call us anytime on 04-666-736-36.
Yeah, good on you, Pete. And if you want one of those ads, you're in business, simple thing to do.
Yeah, go to triplem.com.au. Yeah. We'll put our thinking caps on. You give us a little information about yourself.
We'll do the rest.
We'll use it if we feel we need it.
See how we go. Mark from Forage, calling about Father's Day.
I was just thinking about Father's Day.
Yeah.
And my dad's well and truly passed now, but we had a house at Saratoga, which had a driveway that steep. It wasn't funny, you know.
Yeah.
And on Father's Day, he had a few beers with his mates and stuff. And anyway, he's gone A over T and end up rolling down, I reckon, probably about 8 to 10 metres down the driveway till he stopped onto the road. It was sort of a rolly sort of buildy guy. And off he went. And do you think he could stop?
No.
But he had bark off from off his shoulders, off his knees, off his elbows.
He rolled down the driveway like a basketball.
Basically, that's what it was like.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Yourself, Deb?
Good, I got a couple of great jokes.
Come on, Deb.
Please.
All right, now, if they're really bad, you have to give me a $50 barbecue meat tray from Singo's.
don't agree to that.
All right?
I'll give you a chicken leg.
All right, okay. Okay, that'll do.
Okay. No, there's What do you call a mushroom that goes into a bar and buys everyone a drink?
I don't know.
A fun guy to be with.
Yeah. What's the next one?
And then a guy walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky bastard.
Because he's able to.
Because he's allowed to.
I like that
taking
one.
The day.
I like that one. Because it had swearing in it. I love that. Sarah Lee is set to be sold, if you don't know. I drive past Sarah Lee all the time, and I just go, oh.
And drool.
Yeah, drool. Because I like, you know, oh, I like
I know if you've driven past Sarah Lee on your way to work because yeah, you've got those spots on your shirt.
Down the front. It's set to be sold to a New Zealand-based investor group. Now, if you want a company to be sold to another overseas country.
Let the Kiwis have it.
Let the Kiwis, yeah.
We've stolen so many musical acts from New Zealand.
Of course
it's
we have.
Funny.
And, you know, Crowded House.
Yeah. Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Anyone who does is from New Zealand comes
except
over.
Except for that one guy.
Who was that?
The Slice of Heaven guy.
Oh, Dave Doppin.
Yeah, we let them have him.
But because you don't want the Poms or you don't want the Yanks to be buying a company that is based here on the Central Coast.
No.
So New Zealand-based investor group has bought Sarah Lee, and it's called SIO. They announced a plan to combine the iconic brand with the Christchurch-based baking company, Original Foods Baking Company. So they say nothing will change, which will be bloody good because you know what, Sarah
nothing
Lee
should change.
Nothing will. Hopefully, they won't. Sarah Lee accounts for something of like 53% of the frozen dessert products sold in Australia. That's a huge market share, isn't it? 53%.
That is massive.
Yeah.
Once Australian.
Yeah.
Not always to be Australian.
Well, look, it's Kiwi, the next best thing, because look at our association with the New Zealand Central Coast Warriors, Robert. And we do hope nothing changes, though.
I just looked in my freezer. I saw my Sarah Lee pie. I took it out of its packet. And I started to cry. While I stood there weeping, I hoped that nothing would change. When the brand's taking over, we love the Sarah Lee range. 'Cause I like sticky date pudding, 'cause the name cracks me up. And the ice cream's to die for, in a bowl or a cup. So when the Kiwis take the products the same, 'cause the love will continue of the brand and its name.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Finally, some sense has returned to this program this morning. The man, BBL champion, twice over for the Sydney Sixers, Terrigal boy, Justin Avendano. Hey, Justo.
How you going, lads?
Yeah, good, not too bad. How you doing, mate?
Mate, I'm going really good. It's a Friday morning talking to you boys, so it doesn't get any better.
Hey, have you bought your dad a Father's Day present yet?
I have. Hopefully he's not listening. I've went down to the local golf store and purchased some goods for him, so hopefully he enjoys it.
You should have gone to Freddy's Fishing World.
Yeah, I know. I know the owner, but he's a bit of a bastard, I reckon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's so up himself, I've heard. Yeah. So up himself. A bit like someone I work with. Anyway.
Not even going to qualify that with an answer.
Let's go to last night's NRL match, Canberra v the Roosters.
And it's all over for the Raiders. And just when you think the Roosters were going to fade away, they were flogged by South. They come back and prove they will just not go away. 40-16, the Roosters have ended the Raiders' season.
Canberra on the drink.
Yeah, pretty much. But they have a chance of being in the top four. But there is one big game this weekend, Paddy, and now that's actually the Bulldogs match. Because if they don't score a point against the Tigers, Ruben Garrick from the Seagulls, if he gets 16 points alone, he would have outscored the entire Bulldogs team for the year. It's never been done before in the history. It's never been done before.
So we want the winger for Manly.
For Manly to score 16 points.
16 points.
And the Bulldogs to lose to nothing.
And he scored more points. One man, the winger for Manly, has scored more points than the Bulldogs all year.
Yeah. So that goes to show how good the Bulldogs are going. So last year, you know, you had the wooden spoon, Paddy,
yeah,
the Broncos.
Yes.
But this year, the Bulldogs have got it well and truly.
I still have them in the studio here, the wooden spoon 2020 Broncos. Yeah, I do, yeah.
He does.
Yeah. Hey, mate, to other sport, you've been watching the Paralympics, buddy.
Mate, I have. And we had another good day yesterday getting multiple gold medals. Will Martin won his third gold medal in a butterfly, which now takes Australia, I think, to 17 gold medals. But China are dominating the medal tally. They've almost doubled second in Great Britain. But the good news is that Scott Morrison came out and said that the Paralympians will receive the same medal bonus for winning as the normal Olympians, which is great to hear. $20,000 for gold, $15,000 for silver, and $10,000 for bronze.
Yeah, now, good news, man.
It's great to hear.
Great news. Now, if you guys didn't see this, we had one of the Paralympians, Tom Hodgetts, produced one of the greatest interviews the other day, showing what the Olympics mean to these athletes, saying that the Paralympics, he wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for it. Now, sport plays such a huge part in all their lives, and it keeps them inspired to keep battling so many different challenges every day. So it's really good to see that the Paralympics are keeping these athletes going. And the local boy, Dylan Littlehale, has qualified for the semifinals in the 200-metre canoe sprint. So look out for him tonight.
Yeah, 11:20, it's on. And then the Opera House are lighting up, their sales are lighting up this Sunday night for the Olympians.
Faces of all the para and Olympians are going to be on the Opera House for everyone to see.
Yeah, from 6:30. Yeah, newsouthwales.gov.au/Olympics. Mate, what about Cristiano Ronaldo? He needs more money. GoFundMe page set up for him, is that right?
Poor kid.
Well, he's just actually taken a little bit of a pay cut to sign with his old team, Man United. Now, this has been probably the longest way to return to Man U in years. So he left them 12 years ago, but he just signed a two-year deal worth about $30 million a year, which is not too bad.
Yeah.
But he'll probably go down as the greatest player of all time. And just two nights ago, he broke the all-time international scoring record of 110. Mm. Now, there have been some crazy facts that have popped up about him over the last few days. And one of them is his sleeping habits. And that he doesn't get like a standard 8 hours a night. He actually has 5 90-minute naps per day, which doesn't make any sense. I don't know how someone can do that.
Serious?
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. But the one big problem is that for soccer fans around the world is that he plays his return match for the United on the 11th of September. But unfortunately, UK broadcasters have already signed their schedule for the games last week. So his match isn't even going to be viewed.
Oh,
so
the
biggest moment in sport that weekend around the world, no one can see it unless you're at the ground. So
that's just a massive, what a cock up.
Yeah, so it's pretty disappointing, but that's about all I got in news today, boys.
That's all right, Just. Thank you so much. We will speak to you next Friday, champion.
No worries. See you, lad.
Thanks, Justo.
And this time next year, we'll be saying Happy Father's Day to you too, buddy.
Oh, God.
Did your wife tell you? Oh, sorry about that. Okay, all right.
Surprise to me.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.